And away from coronavirus for a moment to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Well, actually, not away from it.
No.
What am I saying? Because the AFL has had a bit of a case, yeah?
Yeah, look, Fremantle's Sam Switkowski has been cleared of the virus, but the club, well, the club's not happy because somebody within the club leaked Sam Switkowski's name to the media yesterday. So the joy of having him cleared, he was sent off a test because he had been in contact with a friend who'd just returned from China. The club put out a statement without naming him, but somebody within the club, and I can understand the club's disappointment with that happening, has leaked this information to the media. And I guess these things are very important to a club because it goes to part of your culture. If you can't keep a secret, you're not going to be able to keep a lot of other things secret when you're playing a game of Australian rules football. Look, also yesterday, and we're going to be talking about coronavirus and sport just because the whole world is on every other subject, the AFL confirmed it was ready to play games at empty stadia if that is what is required by health and government officials. Now, the CEO, Gillon McLachlan, said the health and safety of players was always paramount, and that the game had, this is interesting, the game had built up a surplus that would allow it to deal with the revenue issues associated with the loss of gate receipts. He did stop short of saying he had seen it coming, though, Fran.
Yeah. In football, the Matildas' goal is to score as many goals as possible against Vietnam tonight.
Look, Hayley Rasso emerged from quarantine. Here it is, coronavirus again in Camphar. Long enough to say she and her teammates pretty much already qualify for the Olympics, won't be complacent. Rather, in this return leg of Olympic qualifying games, they want to exceed the five they scored last Friday against the Vietnamese. That was in Newcastle. Now, despite her scoring two of those five goals, there is a small measure of concern about the form of Samantha Kerr. Now, according to the coach, Ante Milicic, this is in part due to the upheaval in her life surrounding the move from Perth to London to play with Chelsea, where she's a more heavily marked player there than she is in the W League and also in the American leagues as well, where they play a more free and running style. Overall, though, it seems that even though Australia is pretty much qualified, I think they lead to lose by something like 5-0 to miss out on qualifying for the Olympics. It seems that Milicic is going to play something pretty close to his strongest side. It's 10 o'clock if you're on the eastern side of Australia. Work out the rest for the other bits if you want to watch it tonight.
It's an empty stadium too, isn't it?
That's an empty stadium too, yes. And the players have been confined to their hotel, not allowed to even go and go down to have a look at the local bay, which is apparently a tourist mecca.
Okay, and just very briefly, in rugby league, a setback for Canterbury backs down again. This is before the season's even started, on the cusp of the season.
Deja vu all over again, Fran. Two players suspended for alleged misconduct. They are Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Hawaii-Nira. The alleged incident involved high school girls on a pre-season trip to the New South Wales north coast, this time Port Macquarie. No police investigations into the matter or complaints from the parents. However, the club reported the allegations to the NRL, which has issued both players' show cause notices, and they won't be playing against Parramatta tomorrow night in the season opener, Fran.
In rugby league, we were talking there about players being suspended for alleged misconduct, but that's not the only thing throwing the NRL into turmoil ahead of the first game, kickoff for the season tomorrow.
Yeah, Fran, look, the future of the NRL CEO, Todd Greenberg, is a highly contentious issue. As you said, just a day before this match between Canterbury Bankstown and Parramatta, Greenberg's role in a sport where they'd rather have a feud than a feed is always up for heated discussion. And with his contract now about to expire, he seems to have lost the backing of even some of his supporters, as rumours swirl that the new chair of the Rugby League Commission, Peter Volandis, wants to bring his own person into the job. Now, also, as you've already said, ahead of tomorrow night's game, the Berries have lost two of their best 17, Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Hawaii-Nira, suspended and given show cause notices after incidents involving schoolgirls on a pre-season trip to the New South Wales seaside resort town of Port Macquarie. The pair have been replaced in the Canterbury side by Christian Crichton and Joe Stimson. More to come on this later this morning when the coach, Dean Pay, holds a media conference, which was planned just to promote tomorrow's game, but of course has now become something else for him.
Sure. And in hockey, Warwick, both the men's and the women's team are now taking a different course to the Olympics.
Yeah, look, Fran, Hockey Australia has listened to all the medical and other advice and has banned international travel because of the coronavirus, which means the Hockeyroos won't be going to China. And the Kookaburras will miss a tournament in Europe. Just exactly what that altered course will be is still being determined, but there is, you can have to believe, much work to be done ahead of Tokyo, with the Hockey Roos twice beaten by Argentina last weekend. But happily, the fellas were more successful, beating the Argentines 5-1 in what was their captain Eddie Ockenden's record-breaking 366th game for Australia. That surpasses the great Jamie Dwyer's 365. And in the case of Eddie Ockenden, that's not bad for a boy from Moona, Tasmania, friend.
Good on Eddie. Warwick, thanks very much.